from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is here, fellas. Training camp has started the quest for whatever goal it is. I would think Super Bowl for the Texans is underway, as they were out there and we were able to see the whole gang out there, And I know for you, it's hard for you. Yes, I know you enjoy Kenyon Green, but it's hard for you to stray away from quarterback. I know that's just where your heart is.
Yeah.
And that's where your eyes go and what you watch. And I found it interesting, Tyler, we were out there and Clint, which is hard to do, first day of training camp, you were impressed again by C.J. Stroud from the last time you saw him.
Yeah, look, I mean, when C.J. Stroud was at Ohio State and last year to start camp, I mean, we talked about it multiple times. I mean, when we first talked about C.J., it starts with his feet. Starts and ends with his feet. You know, a little bit of a slew-footed guy, drags his feet around, clearly has never been trained intently and intensely on his footwork and his movement stuff. And it's clear Gerard Johnson, the quarterback coach, probably soon to be offensive coordinator here, that they gave the raise to him and Bobby Slowick. It's clear that Gerard Johnson has been on CJ about his feet, and they are grinding on the regular with his feet. I mean, whether you think his feet are good or not, you can watch them practice and watch Gerard Johnson and his coaching of him. They are constantly focused on feet, in individual drills, in routes on air. They're constantly, whether they're talking about a certain kind of footwork, a certain kind of drop, or they're talking about just being more, moving with a purpose and being more twitchy and more explosive in your movements. You can tell that is a huge emphasis. And CJ Stroud right now is in such a far better place with his feet this year than he was that last year at this time, which that's not, I mean, that's to be expected with a guy that's had the success and been coached.
But that was one of the spots where you said, all right, if C.J. Stroud needs to have some improvement,
yeah,
that would probably be one of the number one spots.
Well, to me, that's where would be the number one spot where it would be very obvious for all of us to see. Like, it's the way he moved. Nobody that watched C.J. Stroud at Ohio State or here doesn't look at him and go, yeah, Clint, when you say slew-footed, kind of dragging his feet, we all see it. He does it when he walks. He does it when he moves. He does it when he drops. And now you can tell when he transitions from his J's in the locker room to putting them cleats on and they turn it up at practice, you can tell he's moving differently. And he's been coached and he's created some really, really good habits. And the beautiful thing is, and I think Gerard Johnson is just, I always thought he was going to be a big part of what they're doing here with just the connection with CJ and the quarterback room being in line and in sync. But it's even bigger than I thought. We talked about it before, Ron. There's just not, even in the NFL world, the big-time college football world, there's not very many quality quarterback coaches when it comes to day in, day out, grinding the mechanics and like spotting something on a kid that's a really, really good player and going, okay, you're great. You're a good player. Hell, you won 10 games. You led the league, but this has to get better. And I'm going to stay on your ass about it until it does get better. And clearly Gerard Johnson's doing that with CJ Stroud. I mean, he may not be talking with the tone that I'm talking with, but clearly he's doing that with CJ Stroud because the footwork is a thing. The other thing that was very noticeable, I'm trying to find somebody that got the video, because by the way, it was real easy to get video and stuff before, you know, like early stages of practice in the Culley years and in the Lovey years. And then the first year with D'Amico, it was really easy.
About the 69. I mean, today
it was 3-4 people deep in the videoing period, and it was hard to get up there. But there's a certain, they were probably 20-30 yards from us, and CJ is, and it's the way that the quarterback position is coached today at all levels. Everything is about rotation, and it's overcoached in the quarterback training arena. It's overcoached, like it's just coached to a fault. And so you get a lot of these guys where they're so rotational, they're not transferring their rate, they're not stepping into throws, they're not finishing throws. And CJ's was a product of that. And I think, again, Gerard Johnson noticed that and got the point across to CJ of what you're doing is not bad. It is a weapon in your – it's a club in your golf bag, right? But you've got to now put your driver in your golf bag. You're uber talented. You can make all the throws without transferring your weight. But if you want to put a little bit extra on it, the perfect way to do it is get your body involved on certain throws when you need to, and then be able to pull back on the shorter throws, the quicker throws, the basically be able to pull every club out of your bag and swing it. And it's clear. There was a view today where I'm watching, and there's no doubt about it, man. CJ is transferring. He's driving a wide side comeback, and he is transferring his weight and letting it eat. And it's just a beautiful thing.
But I'm
to
guessing
watch,
even the improvement of the feet will allow him to make some of those throws, well, that even some of those off platform. If it becomes,
yeah.
You know, routine.
Well, what it does, Ron, to me, in my opinion, because what you got to do if you're CJ Stroud, and you know, we all know this watching a lot of Pat Mahomes, right? The thing, and again, Pat gets away with it and has won Super Bowls, so that doesn't make it right. It just Pat is that good, right? But you, when you're that good of a player and you have that level of success, all of a sudden you get to a point where you are choosing to be off platform. You're choosing to throw the football off your back foot. You're choosing to have poor mechanics because you got a crazy arm.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.